But first, if you were listening to the podcast last week, you may remember that I thanked you for tuning in. I then mentioned that I didn't think tuning in was really the right phrase to use, because tuning in suggests that you're tuning into something live, which you're not. You're actually obviously listening to a recorded thing. You're downloading it to your computer. So tuning in didn't seem like the correct phrase. And I thought, well, what would the correct phrase be? And we came across podded in, podded out, pod out, thanks for podding out, which I quite liked. Then I thought, well, what about pod on? Pod on sounds quite good. And the reason I like that is because I thought at the end of this week's Outside Podcast, I could tell you to pod off, which obviously is massively hilarious. And I imagine you're all rolling around the floor now in laughter. Pod off, I can say. A little catchphrase. Not that, I mean, you know, just because I think it's important to have a catchphrase. I think that's quite important in this day and age, to separate yourself from all the other radio presenters and things like that. Is that what you are, David? A radio presenter, is it? You might want to start demonstrating that. So, yeah, catchphrases are very important. For instance, you know, some famous radio presenters who've done catchphrases. The man who first said, "Let's rock and roll." He, obviously, has been immortalised now. He's very famous. Granted, I can't remember his name. Some American DJ from the 50s or something. It doesn't really help my point when I say, oh, yeah, you know, everyone needs a catchphrase to be remembered. And then I say, oh, for example, the man who said, "Let's rock and roll" on the American radio. And then I forgot his name. But he's sort of been immortalised. I just didn't help to prove that fact by forgetting his name. You've got Alan Freeman with his not-off pop pickers and that kind of thing. Obviously, Sir Jimmy Savile, who we had on last week, with his now-then, now-thens and all that, you know. And his Tarzan impression, not necessarily on the radio theme, but I mean, all sorts of people have catchphrases. Jiminy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket, that's the way to do it. Oh, all the quality people have catchphrases. I mean, Frank Carson, that's a cracker. So yeah, I sort of quite rubbishly tried to prove my point there. But you know what I'm trying to say? Catchphrases are very important in this day and age. And so I thought that'd be a good catchphrase for me at the start of every podcast to say, pod on, and the end to say, now, thanks a lot for listening, now, pod off, and then it ends. I thought that might be quite good. We'll see how it goes. The thing is, it sounds rubbish at the moment, maybe, but every catchphrase probably started off like that. That's a cracker. No, it's not a cracker, actually. It's a desk, Frank. It's a desk. That's a cracker. No, it's not a cracker. That's your car. That's a cracker. No, Frank, it isn't a cracker. Eventually, people are like, ha, that's a cracker! Good one, Frank! You know, that's the way to do it. Well, actually, that's not the way to do it, Jiminy. At first, people were disparaging, no doubt, of these catchphrases. Let's rock and roll! Rock and roll? Well, they only are talking about... Someone, send him to that therapist. Send him to radiotherapy. Radio-presenting therapy. Not off, pop pickers. Oh, no, he's off again. Not off, pop pickers. Oh, what's he going on about? You know, these catchphrases, well, probably people didn't think too much of them at first, but now they're embedded into our social culture. And so that's what I'm aiming for. I'm thinking maybe where, when I die, my obituary programme, obviously they'll dedicate a day to me, and the radio stations across the country and the world will do radio programmes about me. So yeah, so I'm going to do a catchphrase, and I think maybe in years to come, I can imagine on the obituary programme, people saying, well, David Eagle, obviously, we're going to sign off now. And people have obviously got a tear in their eye at this point when they're listening. We're going to sign off with David Eagle's immortal words. And then it cuts to a clip of me. Thanks a lot for listening. Now, pod off! And at that point, people across the world, and everyone will be listening. It'll be one of those moments, like Churchill speeches. And at that point, when I say pod off for the final time, and there's a minute's silence, people across the country will be crying. Tears will be welling from people's eyes. Even animals will be crying. It'll be one of those moments. So that's what I'm hoping for. Granted, it's quite a grand thing to be going for, but you've got to have a dream, and I think pod off is going to revolutionise my career. So we'll say that very shortly. I'm going to launch this week's podcast by saying pod on. We're going to do that in the next 10 seconds, actually, so stand by for that. The first time it's ever been used, this catchphrase. I've copyrighted it. I better get on the internet and copyright it before I release this podcast. Right, so here goes then. Let's launch this week's Southside Podcast in style. Pod on! Broadcasting to the world online.